Mr. President, I have Mr. Jurgensen on the line.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Sonny?
Yes, sir.
So you're at the hospital?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll tell you, the whole town, as you know, is really, really profoundly sorry about the whole thing. But the thing I called you about was this, that I saw some piece in the Post of the Star, the fact that you were saying that you wouldn't come back next year, and I just want to tell you you ought to do it. I mean, heck, I'm sort of the originator of coming back when everybody had thought it couldn't make it, you know. And with all your talent, you know, when you see what, look what Marl's doing down there.
It's true, Mr. President.
And
when you've been laid out 2 years in a row, it's a difficult.
It is.
To make.
Well, it is. I know, but you know, you've been out 2 years. You first had your shoulder, and then you had this thing. But on the other hand, the thing that you have that the other fellows don't have, I mean, as good as they are, nobody wouldn't take it away. But you can throw better than anybody else, and also you've got that little spark, you know. And by golly, just the main thing at this time, when you're sitting in there and all that pain and the rest, you just got to do it. You got to take another crack at it. Because
weigh that decision.
You weigh it, but an awful lot of people are pulling for you. And I must say, I saw the Dallas game on TV, and boy, that was a great one.
That was a very big win.
Everyone, that second half was really something to see. But this is just one of those freak accidents, wasn't it? You probably stepped in some darn hole and just sort of nipped this thing, huh?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly do appreciate you calling and wishing me well.
Well, we wish you well, and just keep that old spirit up. You know, the redheads never give up.
All right, sir.
Never, never.
Thank you, sir.
Apart from being from Duke. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.